This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. Today's topic is when you're in a divorce and it's not settling. And it's been years. If you're hearing that for the first time because you're new to a divorce, I don't want to scare you. Not every divorce is going to last years. But unfortunately, some divorces, people lose their minds and it takes a long time. So that's our topic today. And before we jump into our topic, let's get to our quote. It's a Latin phrase. It's, if you want peace, prepare for war. And my thoughts on the quote are, maybe I'll add to it, if you want peace, prepare for war, or be really willing to compromise and settle on terms that may not be anything you could imagine you're going to settle on, but you're leaving a lot of money on the table, a lot of time on the table, just to move on with your life. And that's fine. That's fine. And that's a personal decision. All right. So if you have a question for the podcast, submit it to question.gettingdivorced.org. Our question today is from David. It goes like this. My divorce remains unresolved after 4 years. No progress has been made in court. We're waiting for a trial date, but it is taking years. Can you explain what's happening? Well, David, first of all, sorry you're in this predicament. You're in what I call, in my divorce practice, a derailed divorce. That's any divorce that takes over 3 years. You are derailed. So I'm really sorry you're in a derailed divorce, David. But depending on where you are, you have to understand there's a lot of backlog. You're not first in line. So you're getting into a system. And I don't know how many cases, but here where I practice, there's so many cases that are in already the system and they're just a backlog. So things just take time. The second thing you have to understand is the court system is not really set up for trials, at least not in the matrimonial area. If that comes as a shock to you, well, this is the reality. This is the truth. I'm just telling you how it is. And was it set up for? Well, let me answer that with an example. In New York City, I think there's like over 8 million people. I can't believe there's that many people here. But there's 8 million people. And I think there's only 40,000 cops. And that's considered a large police force. So what is that assuming? That's assuming most of us right here are doing the right thing. You know, we just outnumber the cops. So we're just doing the right things. And there's a few bad apples that the cops basically have to spend all their time on. And I think that's how it is in court. The court's there, it looks official, and they're pushing you to settle. That's why you have attorneys. The whole system is designed to settle. But there's a few people, no matter what the judge does, you want your day in court. And then you have to get in line because it's not really set up for that. Except, I will say a big except, unless you have a really emergency issue. It reminds me if you go to the emergency room and you're like, oh, my finger's bleeding. And they're like, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. You could sit there and we'll call you. And like 6 hours go by. But on the other hand, if I come in there, and I don't have my leg and I'm bleeding to death, then they'll see you obviously and take care of you. And that's a judgment call by the judge, not by you. Okay. And your definition of an emergency, and I'm putting in quotes, if you're just listening, is very different from the court's definition of an emergency. And that is something that you have to accept or just be in the system in a derailed divorce. And third, and this one goes beyond my head because it's really more psychological based, even though, you know, doing this for over 2 decades, sort of become an unlicensed therapist. But a lot of times people are not really fighting about positions. They're not fighting about what we think they're fighting about. It's not really about the money. It's not really about the children. What it's about could be things that they can never get, at least in court, which is respect. Maybe security, maybe revenge. And if you're doing all those things, maybe you do need your day in court. And that's another reason why divorces get derailed. So my coaching corner is relatively simple. You know, in real estate, they have just three things that determine value: location, location, location. In my coaching corner, you want to get what you want and you're in a derailed divorce, you got to prepare, prepare, prepare. And how do you do that? Well, let me just give you step one. Step one is you got to have focus sessions with your attorney, 2-hour sessions, multiple if you're going to court in a trial, but multiple of these. And you're coming 2-hour sessions in the morning. Court starts in the morning generally. You get there 1/2 hour before to your lawyer's office. You don't get there 5 minutes. You don't get there rushed. You don't get there stressed and hurrying. You get there relaxed 30 minutes early, and you don't go to your attorney's office. You get settled. And you settled. When I go to court, I get to court 30 minutes early. So you're pretending at this point we're preparing to go to court. You're getting to your attorney's office 30 minutes early. You are relaxed. You get your coffee. You're all settled. And then when you literally get in that door into that meeting, you're ready to rock and roll. You have now put away your phone for 30 minutes. You have maybe done some mindfulness practice, and you are thinking what you need to do for those 2-hour sessions. And you're going to, again, have multiple of these sessions. That's step one. That might sound overwhelming, but that's how you do focused work. You know, that's how you really prepare. And it's not something like back in school, I'm like ashamed to think about this, where you cram everything in, you know, oh, I'll just cram everything in the last couple of weeks. No, that's not how you do it the right way, because it's like peeling back an onion to really understand how to persuade a court, how things are going to come out. You're going to have to really think about these things at a high level, and your attorney too. So that's my coaching corner. If you like this episode, and you're enjoying this information, you might enjoy our annual key points episode we just recently did on my book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. And you can check that out on our podcast, on our archive. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you trying to get better. You're heading in the right direction. You know, you're getting pulled now by principles, your principles of what life you want in your post-divorce life. And you're also getting pulled by maybe what your children would want in their future. And this is not easy to do in the moment. You know, the days are hard. I want you to start thinking in years and decades. That's how we can move forward in cases. So thank you again for listening. This is Corey Shapiro. I'm encouraging you to always be creative and not reactive in your divorce.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible, and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.